Good morning, I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Michael Eastman, the manager of the Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Program at Northwest Hospital in Randallstown. Often ointment and a bandage will heal cuts and lacerations. However, there are times when our bodies cannot heal themselves, and that's where Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy, also known as HBOT, comes in. Right, Michael?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining us. Let's just talk about what hyperbaric oxygen therapy is.
Well, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is an adjunct therapy that we use in addition to advanced wound healing practices. Basically, the patient breathes 100% oxygen inside a pressurized chamber, which allows the body to absorb more oxygen than it would normally from just breathing outside.
And you showed me a picture of this chamber, and it's not sort of a scary MRI chamber. It looks very comfortable.
Yeah, it's a clear glass chamber.
You sit down.
You lay in it. You kind of get comfortable. You can watch television. You can listen to music. You can watch videos. I actually had a patient who was going on a cruise to Italy and actually used Rosetta Stone and learned Italian in the time he was in the chamber. So it's very therapeutic.
So when we're talking about the therapy, what kinds of wounds and other conditions can HBOT help to heal?
We do a lot with diabetic foot ulcers, gas gangrene, necrotizing soft tissue injuries, osteoradionecrosis, which is a latent radiation damage from somebody who may have had chemotherapies and those kinds of things, osteomyelitis, which is a bone infection. And most commonly, we do skin grafts and complicated flaps from surgical issues.
Okay, so here we are. We're sitting here in a room filled with oxygen. How does a hyperbaric chamber help wounds heal?
When you're breathing oxygen 100%, we're able to increase the body's ability to absorb that oxygen at 1.5 to 2 times atmospheric pressure. So it allows the oxygen to actually stick to our red blood cells or actually dissolve into the plasma. So we're not relying on the body's systems just to breathe it. It allows it to absorb both through the cells into a lot of the fluids of the rest of the body's lymphatic systems and those kinds of things.
Can you sort of take us through the steps? What happens when someone starts treatment?
Sure. There's a lot involved. Generally, your physician will make a referral or you can call the wound center directly and, you know, let us know that you're interested in coming in. Your first call will ask you a few questions about your wound, your overall health, et cetera. We do have a team of financial assistants, so we'll check your insurance, make sure that you're covered for those kinds of services. And then before we can begin your treatment, our team of doctors will meet with you. We'll do a evaluation, make sure that you're healthy enough breathing-wise and those kinds of things to be able to tolerate the treatment. We'll do a couple of tests, make sure that the therapy will be therapeutic enough to assist. I mean, we may have to do some surgical interventions prior to starting the treatments and those kinds of things. But other than that, it's a fairly simple and easygoing process.
So when I go through the treatment, what will I feel? Will I feel anything?
Pretty much it's the same as like being in an airplane. I mean, you get some pressure in your ears. So if you've experienced flying, the pressure you get in your ears or driving through the mountains, those kinds of things. So we do a couple, you know, techniques to help clear the pressure off your ears. And other than that, that's really all there is to it.
I'm sure every patient's different. Every wound is different.
Absolutely.
And you have to make those kinds of some calls. But in general, how many treatments would a person need? How long would you sit in the chamber?
Each treatment usually lasts no more than 2 hours. The treatment pressure durations, of course, would be determined by your wound and the things that we do. But usually it's 40 to 60 treatments is what we recommend for therapeutic healing. We'll usually about halfway through there, we'll do an evaluation, do some x-rays, make sure that we're seeing the healing that we want. And hyperbaric doesn't work all the time. So it would be something that we constantly monitor to make sure that we're seeing the results that we want to see.
I mean, you have to come every day? Do you have to come twice a week?
Yeah, it's every day. It's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, about 2 hours a day. So it's a commitment. And, you know, it's a lot to ask our patients to do.
And when do you make the call that the wound is healing? I mean, just by observing?
Yeah, we do it. They see a wound physician every week. So we evaluate every week and we get an update on that and make sure that we're heading in the right direction. And, of course, we use that in conjunction with aggressive wound healing processes.
Any side effects?
No, there's no side effects at all. Most commonly, maybe some pressure in your ears, possibly some barotrauma. We could hurt your ears because you're not able to clear them effectively. But other than that, there's really no side effects to 100% oxygen.
All right. Michael, 100%, thank you so much for being with us. To find out more about hyperbaric oxygen therapy or to find a LifeBridge health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL or visit lifebridgehealth.org/HBOT. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.